W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Department of Justice filing notice it's appealing today's order by a federal judge in Maryland, ordering the government to take available steps to facilitate the return of Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the U.S., that after he was mistakenly deported to an El Salvador prison. At a briefing, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Abrego Garcia was accused of domestic abuse allegations previously against his wife.
Nothing will change the fact that Abrego Garcia will never be a Maryland father. He will never live in the United States of America again.
Democratic Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen traveled to El Salvador today, but was not allowed to see Abrego Garcia. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, speaking at an economic forum in Chicago, says the tariffs are likely to raise inflation and have a broader impact on the economy. California, meantime, filing suit against President Trump's tariffs, saying his use of emergency powers will hurt state businesses and farmers. The economic outlook driving stocks lower today. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers, said Green Bay traditions and history made Lambeau Field and the greater Green Bay area a great spot for the NFL Draft 2025.
I think just what Lambeau Field means to football fans, it's often spoken of as the Mecca, it's on a bucket list, those types of things. Very true. I think the NFL really liked the idea of incorporating Lambeau into this because they can lean into the history, the tradition. We often hear, if we're not someone's favorite team, we're their second favorite team.
To lean into those Lambeau-specific traditions, there will be a bike parade through the entire campus on the Saturday of the draft. Download the One Pass for schedules, tickets, and all the information you need to know about the NFL Draft 2025 activities in the Lambeau Field and Titletown area. The draft will be April 24th through the 26th. It's happening next week. The NFL draft will be in Green Bay, and people are starting to wonder how the weather will be. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it looks like the week will start off cooler, in the 40s with a wet start. But drying out by midweek, temperatures are on the rise and the sun wants to shine bright as the weekend arrives. The draft is Thursday, April 24th through the 26th, but events are happening all week long in Titletown. Friday, the temperatures look to reach the 50s. Saturday, the 60s, and the frozen tundra wants to spike into the 70s on that Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
WGBW has a great newsletter that comes out about twice a week. It has stories of local interest, state news, and sometimes even commentary. There's always something interesting to check out or listen to. Go to WGBW.fm to sign up today. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Tigers today 5-1 to take that series against Detroit. Sal Frelick with his first home run of the season. Last night, it was Rhys Hoskins.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, like we're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
Now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel. And guys like that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Then increasing clouds for tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms developing. Breezy and a high in the upper 50s to 60. Showers and storms still possible Friday, mostly cloudy, high mid-60s. Currently 51 degrees.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early, Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, we are talking with Emmy award-winning journalist and Green Bay gal Kelly Peterson and Lana Nyland, founder and CEO of Ukrainian Patriot.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Civic Media is excited to announce a new programming lineup starting Wednesday, April 23rd. The new afternoon news talk lineup will include the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 p.m., the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 to 6 p.m., and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8. For all the details of our programming lineup changes, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/press, to learn more. We now take you to an encore best of the Dom Salvia Show. Enjoy.
And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening, but you can also be a part. SPS working hard on the board, getting the lines, spinning the tunes, cutting up that wonderful sound. And Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, doing a little extra time with me today. Earl, thanks for sticking around, man. Appreciate it.
Always, always excited, man.
Yeah, dude. All right. So some of the national news. We talked a little bit here last hour about what's going on in the state of Wisconsin, this Wisconsin Supreme Court race, election right around the corner, April 1st coming up, man, real quick, like a few weeks, man. So don't forget to go out and vote Susan Crawford. You know, if you give a damn, go vote for Judge Crawford. Some of the national news items coming down the line, and this one does relate to the state of Wisconsin. As Axios reports, Democratic attorneys general sue the Trump administration over Education Department cuts. List a little bit here. Coalition of 21 Democratic attorneys general on Thursday sued the administration over its plan to dismantle the U.S. Department of Education. Now, Linda McMahon confirmed that mass layoffs this week were the first step towards shuttering the department. The attorneys general argued that the recent mass layoffs of department staff was illegal and unconstitutional. They're seeking a court order to stop further disruption. The lawsuit asserts that only Congress may abolish an agency it created, unquote. McMahon did acknowledge this last week that Congress would have to be involved in dismantling the department. Now, of those 21 states, well, guess what, man? Wisconsin's on it. We got a Josh Call and Tony Evers, according to Molly Beck over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They have joined this lawsuit a little bit from the filing. The layoffs are so severe and extreme that it incapacitates components of the department responsible for performing functions mandated by statute, effectively nullifying those mandates. A little bit more here, the quote from Governor Evers on this. Here's what the governor had to say. I will fight every effort by President Trump and his administration to mess with our schools, our kids, and their futures, especially when he doesn't have the power to do what he's trying to do, like trying to unilaterally obliterate an agency Congress created. I continue to urge congressional Republicans to stand up to efforts to undermine our constitutional checks and balances and stop these reckless attacks on our kids, our schools, our communities, and our state. The General Sentinel reporting, again, Wisconsin, one of 21 states suing over this administration's efforts to dismantle the Department of Education. Now, on top of that, CNN is reporting a federal judge ordered a half a dozen federal agencies to immediately reinstate probationary employees fired last month as part of Trump administration's effort to rapidly shrink the federal workforce. The judge called it a sham. A sham! The preliminary injunction issued from the bench by U.S. District Judge William Alsup requires the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, Interior, and Treasury to rehire its employees. The judge said that he might extend the order to cover other federal agencies at a later time. Now, this judge is an appointee of Clinton, Bill Clinton. He was making the ruling because he believes the Office of Personnel Management unlawfully directed the agencies earlier this year to lay off probationary employees, a quote from the judge. The court finds that the Office of Personnel Management did direct the agencies to terminate probationary employees, with the exception of mission-critical employees. The OPM said they merely issued guidance. The judge said the order is effective immediately and, quote, this is the order and it counts, unquote. So above and beyond all the turmoil from tariffs and Trump just being Trump and these feckless Republicans and, you know, the Democrats are really have few options because this is a Republican government. Now these folks, these probationary folks might have a job, might not have a job. Go back and work, go back to. I mean, how does... Earl, it seems like we're just bouncing from one foot to the other. And certainly the Republicans cannot, I mean, no, they think they can, but I cannot imagine that they think an executive order from the chief executive should undo, unwind, obliterate act of statute from a co-equal branch of government in Congress, Earl. Shouldn't they be going through Congress to do this? And aren't these lawsuits, like Brad Schimmel talked about in the last hour, oh, they're fighting all these lawsuits against Trump. Yeah, because he's doing unconstitutional things and overstepping his authority. Your thoughts, sir?
You know, man, as a very young man, when I was working in the auto industry with a young family, and the economy would go bad and I would get laid off. And I hadn't really had a chance to, you know, build a nest egg. And the uncertainty that I felt and the fear. You got a mortgage, man. These people have, Dominic, these people have mortgages. They have families.
Right.
You know, they have commitments. And just because of some really lunatics, man. And really, to be honest with you, lunatic is a nice name for these guys, but they're really heartless, man.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even give it a second thought that these people have families, children, Dominic. All of a sudden, they weren't even sensing any of this. And all of a sudden, some guy just comes in and they just take their jobs and their livelihood. Can you imagine the pain that people are feeling, man? Suicidal, Dominic, you know, all of those things. And these people did these things. I mean, and yet without even knowing whether or not they had the right to do it.
Didn't care, you know, if they had the
I
right
know,
to do
man.
It. Take me to court, prove me wrong. That's the mentality of this administration. And then when they're taken to court, then all the Republicans stand up and say, oh, they're taking them to court. They're not letting them do. I mean, come on, man. Earl, and I literally heard Donald Trump words out of his own mouth recently about the Department of Education, something to the effect like, well, they don't. Most of them don't work anyway.
Yeah, they don't
you
work.
You know, they're just you know, not working. Like Donald Trump, who goes golfing all the time. Like the Wisconsin Republicans, you know, who control the calendar, who take 8 months off at a time. You know what I'm saying? Going to commit to other people doing or not doing the work. A little bit more from the reporting, Earl, because it gets worse. If you can believe it, it gets worse. Now, this ruling came in a case brought by labor unions, Earl. Labor unions and others challenging the OPM's role in the firing, which affected thousands of employees and sent shockwaves through various federal agencies, some of which later rehired some of the same workers. And even before this, like, oh, we fired two men. You got to come back now. As CNN reports, the judge was highly critical of the administration's justification for firing the employees. OPM had provided agencies with a template termination letter that cited the employees' quote performance unquote as the reason they were being let go. But the judge said that rationale was the government's attempt to end run federal law, setting up specific rules for reducing federal workforce. Quote, the reason that OPM wanted to put this based on performance was, at least in part, in my judgment, a gimmick to avoid the Reductions in Force Act, the judge said, because the law always allows you to fire somebody for performance. It's a sad day when our government would fire some good employee and say it was based on performance when they know good and well it's a lie. That should not have been done in our country. It was a sham in order to try to avoid statutory requirements, unquote, from the judge. A sham, Earl. And they knew this going in. They knew. So they're like, they're pressing all the buttons. Challenge, trying to get this 14th Amendment citizens rule up to the Supreme Court. Trying to challenge whether or not these judges who put a hold on it can put a hold on it throughout the entire country or just in some jurisdictions. Well, how does that work? At the end of the day, Earl, this administration knows that when they're putting these letters out, this template saying you're fired for performance, that they're not actually fired for performance, that they are, in fact, performing in many cases. Just read the report, and these folks are getting reviews that were stellar. And then a week later, they get this from this administration, the judge seeing right through it. Does anybody give a damn that the government is lying to the court and to the employees and these agencies in order to try to do an end around, get around the statute? It bothers me, Earl. This is supposed to be, although we know it's not, the party of law and order.
You know, Dominic, I'm sure you're getting text messages from people who think this is all the right thing to do, right? And to me, man, that's the worst part of it. Donald Trump and Elon must be damned. But other American citizens who know it, that what is taking place is wrong. Man, it's as simple as right. And clearly they're on the wrong side of all of this. And it is going to bear itself out, but the damage is kind of already done. When you fire half the people at the education department, so and say, well, the states can take over. So Dominic, I'm just an average Joe.
Yeah.
But I do know that who's going to disseminate the money to the states for education that goes into the states, that go to the schools, the universities. Who's going to do that?
Well, Donald Trump says... Donald Trump will do it, man. But you better put some Trump Bibles in that school if you want some money from the federal government, right?
Yeah, man. It is... You know, this is not even funny anymore, right? We see what these people have done. The rest of the world looks... He's kind of destroyed the relationships that were built up over 80, 90 years right. After World War II. He's made these people the enemies, man.
Well, but at the other side of that, though, he's really cozying up to that Putin character.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm really kind of blown away that this has been able to happen. You just wonder, how did this happen, man? You know, and the rest of our nation wasn't prepared for it, you know, and our government wasn't prepared for it. How did they let one man do this? Well, he didn't do it by himself.
Well, right, man. It wasn't one man. Remember the Project 2025 he knew nothing about?
And right.
They've been laying down this groundwork from day one. And now, you know, there's no guardrails other than the courts. And we have a Department of Justice walking in to a federal court and lying to the judge. Now, he had ordered the OMB director to testify during the hearing, but the Justice Department refused to make that guy available. You're afraid to do so because you know cross-examination will reveal the truth, the judge said. I tend to doubt that you're telling me the truth. Come back with us. We tell you the truth all the time.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Belen. A little empathy changes everything.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Kerrigan Brothers Winery in Kaukauna, Stillman Brewing Company in Green Bay, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And guys, we've got to clean up the streets. Spring, it's here. And the roads, the sidewalks, they need some loving. So you can join On Broadway Incorporated on Thursday, April 17th from 2 till 4 p.m. to help do some spring cleaning. And we're talking trimming some trees, pulling some weeds, cigarette butts, you guys. Oh my God, it's everywhere. Get the district looking its best, not only for all the visitors, but for us too. So head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out more.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Civic Media is excited to announce a new programming lineup starting Wednesday, April 23rd. The new afternoon news talk lineup will include the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 p.m., the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 to 6 p.m., and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8. For all the details of our programming lineup changes, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/press, to learn more. We now take you to an encore best of the Dom Salvia Show. Enjoy.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Loving the one we are with. Just PS on the board, Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show, Monday through Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Check out his fine program. I'm going to get to some of the callers and the texters talking about this judge who has ordered, I guess, what, thousands of people to be hired back again at various departments. Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, Interior, and Treasury. Because what? Because the administration lied that they were fired for performance when in fact they weren't. And Tim from Wales, he texts in, people get fired for no reason. I worked at Kohl's Corporation, main headquarters. Came in one day, 12% of the company got cut that day. No early notice after 12 years. I feel bad for them, but job is guaranteed. I think Tim meant to say no job is guaranteed. Perhaps in the private sector, man. But here's the point. The Department of Education, these other agencies, Earl, were created by acts of Congress, a third co-equal branch of government through statutory, through making laws, right? And above and beyond that, they have the Reductions in Force Act. I mean, you can't fire someone unless it's for performance, and just making it up, saying that there's performance, doesn't make it true, as the judge pointed out. So, I mean, and there's one reason perhaps why people are so mad about federal workers. Well, it's hard to fire them, right? It's like, well, yeah, because what happens? Some ass gets in office and wants to crap can everybody and hire his own lackeys for the job and give them pay. I mean, that doesn't bode well for the legacy institutional knowledge of every one of these departments. If all of a sudden someone like Pete Hegseth was put in charge of, I don't know, the Pentagon. You know, that's not, you know what I'm saying? And these aren't, obviously, these particular organizations are not the Pentagon. But the point is, yes, there are specific protections for these jobs. And Donald Trump cannot legally come in and do that. So I guess that's my pushback on from our friend from Wales. Earl, your thoughts?
You know, Dominic, I will say this. When we've never seen anybody do what they've done to veterans, ever.
Ever.
That's the third rail. Always. Nobody dare say anything about that. Guys, you and I know who put their lives on the line as young men, 18 years, sent halfway around the world, supposedly to fight for democracy. Mm. and suffering horrible physical wounds, mental wounds, and scars. And so they get a few extra points. They make sure that they, many of them can get a job with the government, which they have earned. I'm a taxpayer.
The veterans helping other veterans.
Yeah,
Earl.
Man. Hey, man, do I mind help a veteran getting a job and part of my tax dollars going for that veteran, especially a wounded? Like, come on, man. And yet they've been able to do something that's generally a kiss of death. Man, they got rid of a bunch of veterans working. Man, they'll throw babies out the window. These are cold-blooded, cold-hearted, animal instinct. That, you know, it's hard to even call them human beings.
Well, and God forbid, Earl, as a veteran, you get fired from your job and you reach out to your congressional representative, like, I don't know, Congressman Derek Van Orden. And this cat was already fired, just asking, you know, hey, what's going on, a little help. And Derek Van Orden, of course, didn't know that. And castigates him, saying, I'm going to turn you over to Musk. What are you doing? I looked at your social media. You should be working. I'm like, man, what do you want? No, the ignorance abounds, Earl. And it's like these folks, they don't. So if you say, you know, thank you for your service, but then fire everybody, are you really thankful for their service?
No, man.
Or is it all just a bunch of BS? Because, you know, this is coming from folks that, you know, used to be the party of family values, right? Well, come on. Elon Musk has like 15 kids.
I know.
You know, he's not married, right? What are we talking about? Donald Trump, don't even get me going, man. How many kids? How many moms? The sexual abuse allegations. Oh, you know, a party of fiscal conservatism. Man, no one's added more to the deficit than Donald Trump, man. Now, granted, a lot of people agreed to it, but that just the facts, the things, the way that this party has presented itself, the party of law and order. What? Law and order? You sent a mob to the Capitol to overthrow the government, man. People died. And then the dude, Trump goes around and pardons everybody. The things that they have said over the course of the years is bunk, man. And if anything, you can call me what you want, but damn it, Earl, I have been consistent.
Well, see, that's the point, Dominic. That really is the point. You and I know, and I'm sure many others in this audience know, that all the things that they've been talking about, and we knew it anyway, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those of us who've watched them, but these are the worst.
That's the worst.
Okay. I mean, you know, the MAGA group, I thought sometimes, man, that, you know, the Tea Partiers. Come on, they were teetotalers compared to them. Yeah, yeah, man, the MAGA people, man. And they're proud of it. Yeah, yeah, I did it and I'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you're starving children. Yeah, we'll starve some more. I mean, that's the mentality of these people. And they really need to look in the mirror, Dominic. You know, I'm not going to invoke religion because it's not my thing. But they claim to be religious people, Dominic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me? They claim to be Christian. Oh, I'm a Christian. Oh, you are you? Oh, okay. All right. I got a different definition of what it is, man. It ain't you.
I'm one of those Christians that God wants me to be rich and to hell with everybody else. That's the kind of Christian I am. Carl, just a couple of the texters here. Gary from Madison, he says, Van Orden is a belligerent drunk. Well, Gary, that's your opinion, and I probably agree with it. Diane from Madison, Earl, you are so right. My brother served 38 years and came home without a scratch that could be seen. But what about the scars that are unseen, Ms. Diane from Madison? Yeah, for real. And, you know, folks are so eager to send those young soldiers out.
Yes.
But, you know, but when they come back and they need, you know, they continue to need our support. Well, it's all fine and dandy until what? Until the orange god says it's not. And then to hell with the veterans, to hell with the educators, to hell with everybody. Folks, come back with us. Do we still have the right to free speech? Hell yeah, we do. At least if I come back on the other side. Join us, 855-752-4842. More of your calls.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway. This is 97.9 WGBW.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. If a Fond du Lac representative gets his way, the Pride flag and others will not be flown at the state capitol. Joanne Krulatz reports.
State lawmakers debate what flags should be allowed to fly over the Wisconsin capitol. Fond du Lac Republican Representative Jerry O'Connor authors a bill that would allow only flags of the U.S. and Wisconsin and says the visual created by flags on government and school buildings is a problem and causes division. Milwaukee Democratic Representative Christine Sinicki says the bill actually causes more division. Flags including Pride, MAGA, and Juneteenth would be prohibited under the bill, which includes exceptions such as the POW/MIA flag.
Wisconsin Democrats are seeking to get big money out of campaigns with a statewide referendum. Lawmakers in the state assembly and the state senate are reintroducing a resolution that would effectively overturn the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision by amending the state constitution. The decision allowed corporations to be treated like people in campaigns, increasing the amount of money they could contribute to their preferred candidates. If the bill makes it through the legislature, it would appear on the November 2026 ballot. The next chancellor of UW-Oshkosh will be Dr. Manohar Singh. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents announced his selection yesterday. Singh is the current interim president of Western Connecticut State University and will begin his new position with UWO on July 1st. Singh replaces Andrew Levitt, who will return to UWO as a chemistry teacher after a year away at another university. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus Season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang What a Wonderful World as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-30s. Then increasing clouds for tomorrow with showers and thunderstorms developing. Breezy and a high in the upper 50s to 60. Showers and storms still possible Friday, mostly cloudy, high mid-60s.
Currently 51 degrees.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show.
This week, we are talking with Emmy award-winning journalist and Green Bay gal Kelly Peterson and Lana Nyland, founder and CEO of Ukrainian Patriot.
Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 on WGBW and WISS.
Civic Media is excited to announce a new programming lineup starting Wednesday, April 23rd. The new afternoon news talk lineup will include the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 p.m., the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 to 6 p.m., and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8. For all the details of our programming lineup changes, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/press, to learn more. We now take you to an encore best of the Dom Salvia Show. Enjoy.
Show 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, Jess PS on the board, on the lines. Earl Ingram joining me today as co-host. You can check his show out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've been told, I've been ignoring the callers. Sorry, callers, 855-75-CIVIC. We will get to you, but let's throw a couple of the texters out there as well. Let's see. Our buddy Scott, I needed a wind down after watching that crazy Marquette game. Thankfully, I found Dom and Earl spitting truth bombs left and right. Thank you, Scott. Yeah, Marquette, man, they won a squeaker today, 89-87. Wow. Hell of a game. The Big East tournament going on. Basketball is happening, folks. Thank you, Scott. Hope you're feeling better, my man. Dale from Oshkosh, from Osh Vegas. Dale says this: Musk has declared that the, quote, fundamental weakness of Western civilization is empathy, unquote. Ma'am. Yes, Dale, I did see that quote. And Errol's, we're talking about these, you know, these Republicans seemingly having a lack of empathy. I've seen it described as that evil, quote unquote, doesn't, all that requires is zero empathy. If you have no empathy, if you can watch the suffering of others with ease, hell, maybe even encourage that. Is that evil? And I'm not a big, you know, good and evil kind of guy. But if you lack empathy, if you do not, if you cannot muster up the courage and the love of your fellow human beings to give a damn about other people other than yourselves and your tax cuts, I don't know that's the kind of great for society, Earl. I mean, weren't we taught to be empathetic? I mean, that's how I grew up, man. You got to be empathetic. They used to put it a different way. Put yourself in other people's shoes, right? And if you do that, does it change your perspective? Well, of course it does. Of course it does.
I'll pass my time on to the callers.
Right. Al from Jackson, we need to start calling the GOP the party of white collar crime. Yeah, that'll work. Also, from Oshkosh, Trump's crashing the economy resembles a pump and dump stock market manipulation. Yeah, it's hard to know what's really going on there. We'll get to what's going on as far as these protests for the arrest of the student from Columbia, the student protester Mahmoud Khalil. He is being held in detention right now. Hundreds of people protested at Trump Tower in Manhattan. We're going to go there next, but let's get to some of the phones because Jess told me to. And also,
I was about to say, can I claw back my time on that one? But yeah. No, I give it up. I give it up.
Don't forget, we tell each other something good at the end of the show to wrap it up with a smile on our face. Let's get to him. Mark from the SAC, you've been the most patient. Thank you for sticking around, unlike you other callers. What do you got for us, Mark?
Yeah, not a problem, brother. And it's interesting, Donald Trump is now going for going against anti-Semitism. Here's the guy who had no condemnation for the guys. We're out there chanting in the crowd, Jews shall not replace us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And as far as I know, this guy was just protesting of the ill treatment the Palestinians were receiving, you know, by the Israeli government. I mean, and it's just amazing the same confusion I think a lot of these Republicans have, and that, you know, they separate the Jewish government from Jews themselves. I mean, in this country, we're supposed to be anti-Semitic because George Washington said in his letter to the congregation of Newport, Rhode Island, back in the day, that the stock of Abraham is welcome in this country, as is the stock of everybody other religion in this country. And that includes Palestinians as well, it should be. And that whenever we see people getting blasted the way the Palestinians were getting blasted, I mean, that because not every one of those supported what Hamas did on October 7th, for God's sake. I mean, and but this is the same lack of empathy that they have toward the Palestinians, toward the people of Ukraine. I mean, it is just, this is what is the for them, it is, Ayn Rand thought her favorite saying was by that child killer William Edward Hickman, what is good for me is right. And that's setting aside everybody else. They only care about themselves and what everybody else can produce for them. And
but doesn't bode well for a government and society based on we the people. it's not I the person. It's not, it doesn't say I the person, I'll do whatever the hell I want. No, it's we the people, Mark. And I think they sometimes forget about that. And frankly, I think we the people forget about that too. The real power is with we the people. I mean, if we had all the people, Earl, that are on the sidelines that don't really pay attention, again, I get it. It's tough to do, and what do you believe? You know what I'm saying? There's so much information being thrown at you, and if you're not dialed in, if you don't have a basis of understanding for how things work, it's easy just to tune into your local right wing radio host that comes on after the Brewer game, and believe everything they're saying because it sounds newsy. I'm very concerned about the lack of effort, perhaps from those folks that do not engage. But listen, if you don't engage in politics, and politics will eventually engage with you, and you might not like what happens. Joe from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Joe. What do you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to mention, first off, there is a march that's happening in Madison at noon tomorrow. It's part of a national effort for a recognition of what the vets are going through with the slash and burn of the Veterans Administration. So it's at noon at the state capitol, and that's at all 50 state capitals, and then in Washington, D.C., too. And a good time to get out to support our veteran brothers and sisters and workers who are really going through it. It's one of those things where, this whirlwind that's going on, where the stock market is bouncing around and the tariffs are bouncing around, pushed forward by this nutball we have as president. I was kind of struck by the fact that the prime minister of Ireland was there yesterday. And of course, Trump had to be his usual ungrateful self and said that, gee, you stole our pharmaceutical companies. And then he goes on, to talk about the tariffs that he wants to hit the EU with, including a 200% tariff on European alcoholic beverages. And it's like, I bet most of us, if you took us and said, okay, what tariffs are in place now for which countries, when, how much, we wouldn't be able to say.
Right.
It's been Canada, it's been Mexico, it's South Korea, it's Brazil, it's EU, back and forth. So it has this, it's a manic, maniac way of living. If you had a bus driver like this, you would get off the bus. You would not stay on this bus. It's that simple. And he was on today, and he was talking about, he goes back to this situation where he, quote, opened up the water and watered Los Angeles, and nobody but him was smart enough to think, oh, I should open up the water. Of course, by opening up the water that he did in Northern California, it went into the San Joaquin Valley many months before they need it. And so they're going to be in drought circumstances in summer and not have the water they need. And none of that got to L.A. It went to the San Joaquin Valley and is now burning away in the sun. But he said today, this tells you what our bus driver is like. He said, quote, I invaded Los Angeles and we opened up the water and the water is now flowing down. It can't. There are mountains, north of Los Angeles. Water does not go over mountains. This is what it's like our bus driver is insane. The stock market is tumbling yet again. They're deciding whether it's, correction territory or are we heading to bear territory.
Mm-hmm.
In what, 6 weeks, that kind of thing? Clearly something is wrong and needs to be attended to, whether the guy has dementia or narcissistic personality disorder or I don't know what. But can this country withstand within this first 6 weeks, 8 weeks of him in office, this kind of bonkerness? So I'd say time for a new bus driver, however we make it happen. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Joe. Love the bus driver analogy. Earl, I would jump off that bus even if it was moving, drop and roll and hopefully hope for the best. But she's absolutely right, man. We're like bouncing back and forth. And to say that this is somehow anybody else's responsibility, well, here's the responsibility for whom it lies. Those who voted for Donald Trump, those who support Donald Trump, those who have enabled Donald Trump, and Donald Trump himself. This is what we're dealing with, Earl.
You mean, all I can say is, last call is very well said. Let's bring the next one up.
All right, 855-752-4842, because we got to pay attention to the callers, right, Jess? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cam from Appleton, my old stomping grounds.
One of them.
What do you got for us, Cam?
Hey, I have good news for you. You had mentioned before that you'd want some proof about the election hack. Well, there is a judge right now in New York that is considering one of the lawsuits that was presented related to the election hack because of the evidence provided showing sufficient evidence of manipulation. So that lawsuit should be taking off pretty soon here. The other thing is I figured out where our timeline went wrong. And if this lawsuit doesn't work out, I'm suggesting we build a time machine, go back and stop Kim and Kanye West from having sex and videotaping, because that honestly was the catalyst.
From that point, man, it all branches out from there. Hey, Cam, keep us, thank you for the update on your election concerns. If there's a court case, certainly we want to know what's going on with that. You know, and I don't know. I thought maybe we go back further. Maybe it was Elvis shaking his hips, you know. I mean, or when women started voting. I don't know. I mean, there's all sorts of things we could point to. But, you know, this is our government, man. I mean, we get the government we deserve, and this is what people apparently voted for, if you believe the election results, Cam. And now we need to deal with that. And one of the ways we do that certainly is through our voice and our actions and our protests. And I'll throw this one out there for your consideration as well, Earl. NBC reporting that nearly 100 protesters were arrested Thursday following a sit-in at Trump Tower in Manhattan to demand the release of Mahmoud Khalil, a Palestinian activist detained over the weekend by federal immigration agents. Earl, that he's here legally with a green card. He has not been charged, convicted, let alone charged with any crimes. This is some pretty scary stuff to have, you know, the man come in and drag you away.
You know, Dominic, you know, I have to weigh in on this one. You know, universities, man, are the place where, you know, historically, dissent has been welcome. And that's the place where when people are young, you and Jess both were in universities, before you get bogged down with what adults are bogged down with, worried about your mortgage, your family, and all those kind of things, so you can't fight things. The universities have always been the place. And so I thought from the onset, man, back when this whole thing was going on, I remember going down to UWM. They had the tent cities. And they kept talking about these people don't know what they're, oh, they've been misled, they've been. So I went down and talked with the, listen, man, in this nation, this is the place that we claim you have the right to protest, man. When did they stop that, Dominic? When did we stop having the right to protest? And if you can say we can pick and choose now what people can protest about, which we have been doing for some time with George Floyd and Antifa and all those other things. You know, when people allow this to take place, excuse me, stop telling me about democracy, Dominic. Stop telling me about the Bill of Rights. Stop telling me about the Constitution. Stop telling me about all of those things. If you aren't willing to fight for this man, who did what, Dominic? What we have a constitutional right to do in this nation.
To protest.
Yes.
Heaven forbid he be a student with a green card and criticize the policies of this country. You know what? Kent State shootings, man.
Yes.
Four dead in Ohio. You know, this is One last segment, our pal Earl, and you folks can join us. Tell us something good. We're going to end this on something good.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Find the perfect volunteer opportunities for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center today. Volunteerwisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin, paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Civic Media is excited to announce a new programming lineup starting Wednesday, April 23rd. The new afternoon news talk lineup will include the Todd Alba Show from 2 to 4 p.m., the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 to 6 p.m., and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 6 to 8. For all the details of our programming lineup changes, head over to the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/press, to learn more. We now take you to an encore best of the Dom Salvia Show. Enjoy.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Join the love train. Last segment starting out by telling us something good. Then we'll get to your questions as well. Got Earl Ingram joining me for one last segment. Listen to his show Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jess P.S. working on the board. A couple of our texters. We'll throw this out there as well. Let's see. We got MT from Monona. All I have to say is I really hope the world does not judge America through the actions of a spray tan. You know? I hope. You know, isn't it funny how the ugliest and loudest of us get the attention? And certainly, you know, we don't judge a people by their government. Yeah, I hope. You know what I mean? I met some really cool Iranians. I met some really cool Russians. Maybe don't like their government, but people are people, man. And most people just want to get through the day. You know what I'm saying? Mary from Tulsa expressing, quote, lack of empathy, unquote, is too kind for MAGA. Rather, hate is more realistic. Unhappy face. Aw, yeah, maybe. But, yeah, man, it takes a lot of energy to hate. What else we got? Jameson from Pennsylvania chiming in. The real conspiracy started when T went to the harbor. It was all mind control since the water. Yeah, I've read this insanity. Keep it real. Keep being real, Dom. We love you. I love you back, Jameson. Appreciate it. Diane from Madison. Guys, a good note on end. No matter how bad things get, Trump and Elon cannot stop us from gardening. Right. Oh, I'm not a big gardener, but I hear what you're saying. I like looking at other people's gardens. Kimber from Muscadet, something good. Civic Media is a thing. Right on, Kimber. Appreciate that. To tell us something good, Jim from DeForest, you are up. Tell us something good.
Yeah, I got something good. What you were saying today, the courts. They stood in our favor today.
Yes, good day.
Getting courts to stand up for exactly. And that's been probably made me feel a lot better today because what I'm going to tell you now isn't so nice. Because I really think the other night I woke up in the middle of the night trying to figure out, I don't know, it just came clear to me. I've been confused on what all these decisions and actions that are being taken by Trump and Elon. A lot of us don't make sense of it. It just seems stupid or completely crazy. Well, I think I know what's going on. I figured it out. And I think he's trying to take our money. So what he's going to do is he's going to try to cripple our country the way he is to the point where it gets where it has to be a state of emergency. There'll be not enough government things running, people lose enough jobs, people make, you know, a run on the institutions for their bank, their money. And he could easily then at that point call in a state of emergency. And I believe with a state of emergency, the president has certain powers and he could tax us. He could say, okay, well, we need your money now to fund the country. So he would take our money, put it in his personal government account to the point where he has control of the country. And then he can use any of that money he wants to buy any military. And he won't just be the king of the country. You think he'd stop there? An extreme narcissist? He wants to be king of the world.
King of the world! Oh, Jan, that's depressing, Jim. But thanks for bringing it up. 855-752-4842. I do agree that he is looking, Donald Trump is looking for any reason to expand his power. I would also say, you know, listen, in the last, couple of months, Elon Musk apparently lost about $148 billion. Now, he's still worth $330 billion, but if he keeps going on this trajectory...
he might be one of us.
Right, man. I don't know how he'll handle being one of us. It's hard to be one of us. It's easy to be like that. Tom from New Berlin, you're up. Tell us something good, Tom.
Hey, I tell you what. I was looking at some of my stuff. I got a flower farm here. And I'm looking forward to Arts in Bloom coming up in the beginning of April.
Oh, nice.
All your florists in the area, they do a piece to the artwork, which is really, really, you know. Talk to Jane Matner. I know she's
Yeah, man,
too.
Super cool. Thank you, Thomas. Arts in Bloom. It is that time of year, man. But don't go out there and start gardening too soon. Gordy, you know some about that. You put the flowers out there too early, they're going to die. Gordy, welcome. What do you got?
Yeah, I got a couple of good things. One of the things that we saw today was we saw our first bluebird, which is sort of way early, and maybe this is one of the benefits of global warming.
Nice.
But the other good thing is on December 27th of this past year, my wife, I, and my son called our broker and had to move all of our retirement funds out of the market and put it in a safe government bond. And he was surprised. He said, "You're going to miss the Donald Trump economy all the growth in the market."
Wow, Gordy, that's some good thinking there. I wish I would have acted on that or at least played the VIX a little bit. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Tom from L.A., you will have the last word. Tell us something good, Tom.
All right. First off, it is my cousin, Kevin Walsky of Andy Seating and Air. It's his birthday today.
Oh, right on. Happy birthday.
Second, you know Kevin.
Yep.
So, and then second, you know, what would this state, what would this country be without civic media? Civic media has really been, just think if it wasn't here and how much more control the right wing would have. One thing I'd want to say to be aware of is the War Powers Act and Z, or now what they're called is Academy, Eric Prince's place.
Yeah, Eric Prince from Blackwater, never going away, just relabeling. Thank you, Tom. Got to cut you short. Appreciate you and all of our fine listeners for playing along today. Thank you, Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show. Check his fine program out 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Thank you so much, Earl. Look forward to speaking to you next week. Thank you, Jess, for all that you do. And folks, stick around. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is coming up next. Hey, I got something good. I'm going to go have a couple of beers with my pal, Fancy Brian. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You're
listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Earl Ingram.
Tomorrow on the Earl Ingram Show, we'll be giving a cheerful farewell to Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. It's been an amazing journey, but this is not the end. He'll still be involved in my podcast down the line.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. California became the first state to file a lawsuit against President Trump's tariff policies, saying he's overstepping his authority to impose tariffs without consent from Congress. That lawsuit aims to void tariffs for California. Jeffrey Schwab of the Liberty Justice Center tells ABC News he's representing five U.S. importing businesses in a similar suit against the administration, claiming Trump's tariffs are unconstitutional.
Now, our argument is that the president, under this International Emergency Economic Powers Act, it doesn't authorize tariffs. It doesn't say tariffs at all.
The Justice Department suing the state of Maine, filing a federal sex discrimination lawsuit, arguing it's violated Title IX because it allows transgender athletes to compete in girls and women's sports. A third top official at the Pentagon has been placed on administrative leave in retaliation and in relation to the leak investigation the DOD has been conducting. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with W.